Energy is power derived from using physical or chemical resources. We all use energy every single day. We use it to cook, clean, drive a car, heat a home, charge our phones, and so much more. Today, energy usage is doubling every 20 years. It's doubling every 20 years. That's insane. A lot of people don't know what all they use their energy for or where it comes from. I think it's time to change that. I'm Rachel Lacey, and this is the truth about energy usage in our homes. What do you use the most energy for?
I use the most energy for charging my phone.
Okay, and how do you think we get that energy in our homes?
I think that natural gas powers my phone charger.
It's between definitely television or like my laptop or my phone charger, which I always have like plugged in at all times because I'm trash. I feel like a good guess is definitely coal, because when you like basically mine for coal, it kills so many different things, including people, that it's just like, why?
Yeah. Lighting. I would say lighting. You know what I'm talking about? Like the lights. I would say mostly coal.
Appliances is probably what I use the most energy for. Like, I don't know, the dishwasher, the clothing washer, the refrigerator, if you will. I guess what powers it is probably coal.
I use energy the most at my house for my television, so I can watch Netflix. The electricity comes from my electricity provider.
I use the most energy using my microwave because I love potatoes.
I don't know. I don't even know the types of energy. It's coal?
Yeah.
It's not coal.
Yeah, it is. Coal is number one. Natural gas is number two.
I'm not on the Titanic. It's not coal.
After going around and asking Carmel High School students what they use energy for in their homes and what kind of energy powered it, I realized that most had no idea. 93% of our energy is from coal. Of that, most is used for heating our homes, and 30% is used for electronics and appliances. To put that into perspective, the average Hoosier consumes 172 million BTUs a year. That's the energy in 36,000 burritos. Or for the Back to the Future fans out there, that's enough energy to send Marty back to the future 140 times. That's a ton of energy. Energy consumption wouldn't be so bad if we were using it in renewable, sustainable ways, but we're not. Most of our energy is from coal, that compacted remains from living things that died millions of years ago. Burning that coal for energy emits carbon and greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. This increases global warming and slowly destroys our planet. So I bet I know what you're thinking. Rachel, I don't want to die. What can I do to fix this? Well, don't worry. Here are some easy tips to limit energy usage in your home. The first and easiest step is to unplug electronics and appliances when you're not using them. Changing your light bulbs to more efficient CFL bulbs will also reduce waste and keep your house lit brightly. Another way you can use energy efficiently in your home is by implementing passive solar heating. This means that based on direction, sunlight can pass through the window glass and absorb into the building, heating it. This way you won't be using so much energy and electricity for heat. Finally, just be conscious of your actions and live the most sustainable life you can. This is our planet. Let's do what we can to save it. For WHJE, I'm Rachel Lacey. To learn more about sustainable energy practices in your homes, visit energy.gov.